Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Nina Knight returning a phone call.
Hi, Miss Diva. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, and yourself?
I'm good. This is Margarita Coates calling. I don't know if you, well, I've been working here for like a whole year. I have like a little issue and concern that I have. I don't know what's the HR. I don't know if her name was what's the name of my test? I forgot her name.
Arlita Moody or Tamidi Martinez?
Arlita Moody. Now I'm gonna ask you a question. Is Arlita Moody, what's her is she African American or what is she?
She's African American.
Okay. It was the thing was like a discrimination against me. She was very disrespectful, very ignorant, wasn't concerned about none of my issues. Now, I was working for Ms. Linda Dexter. Okay. I was working for her for like a year. I had called my coordinator. I had told her that I didn't want to work for her. She was going to look for something else. Okay, Ms. Linda said she didn't need me. My services fine. So, Mr. Robin, he said that he was going to put me on the list, for somebody else. Okay, fine.
Potential clients that's open and needs a caregiver.
Okay, right. So I asked somebody to write me a letter while I'm writing, like for like unemployment or for because I got a house and I need the money to pay my rent or whatever. Anyway, make a long story short. So she wrote me a letter, whoever it was wrote me a letter stating that I stopped working August the 1st and that I would be on the availability list. Okay, so now that happened. So I go to sign for the food stamp and then my unemployment. They said it was one issue. And the issue was they said that I quit, which I never quit at all. Not one time. Now, what did you say, lady named Moody?
Arlita Moody, yes.
Now, she put something there. I talked to her when she called me yesterday. Me and my daughter can verify it. She told me, well, we got to pay for that. You should be working. You should have a job. First of all, that was disrespectful and very rude. That's first of all, for her to even say that and unprofessional. Now, she said, I called you. She never called me. She had the number the whole time. So now it's on my record that I quit. Now my thing is discrimination coming when you say you called me and you can I didn't answer. I blocked your number. That don't make sense. I worked for y'all for a year. Why would I block the company? And the way that she said it so that I wouldn't get paid or she had an attitude if she was paying me because she said, well, we pay you. Shouldn't you be able to get another job? And I think that was wrong and disrespectful. And that was on my list that I quit. And it's like one issue on my unemployment. And she said, well, I can't get it off. I can't redo it. And hung up on me.
Okay. So, in order for me to assist you, I can't assist you with HR because I'm not like over top of HR. The person that is responsible to, which is the director, he's on vacation. He won't be back until Friday. So,
Oh,
I can give
he
you
said
his
Thursday, though,
number.
I think.
No, he comes back Thursday, but he's coming back on a plane. He won't be back in the office until Friday.
Okay.
So I can direct you to him in order to resolve that issue. But as far as work, if you wanted additional, like another client, I can offer you another case, but I can't resolve the actual, the welfare situation or the
I'm not one
unemployment.
about that. The welfare situation is not the issue. That's not the issue. It's the unemployment that's the issue. Saying that and lying and saying that I quit and I didn't
Right.
do that. That's very unprofessional and
Okay.
disrespectful.
I completely understand. So the only thing I can do is direct you to the director because
Okay.
he's the one that's over everyone that's here in this office.
Okay, where
Okay.
he's at? I'm not gonna bother him while he's on vacation.
So, as far as are you still open for work, another client?
Yeah, but do you have anything in South Philly?
I can actually point you in the direction of someone in South Elise. Yes, we do have a case that's the lady is ready to come home from the hospital soon.
Okay.
I'm going to take your name down and your number, which
okay.
is what I'm speaking to you off of, and
okay.
I'm going to direct this to Myra, because
okay.
Myra is the coordinator to the client that needs a caregiver.
Okay.
And then she can actually contact.
Let me ask you a question. What's her issue with Uma Wire?
So apparently she is older. She's been in and out of the hospital due to the previous caregiver wasn't taking care of her properly.
Okay.
So she may need just assistance with helping her with bathing, dressing, just very little, because she can still do some of that stuff on her own. Meal prep, just the basic light housekeeping.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Light housekeeping, companionship,
yeah.
Accompany her to her appointments, only if she has transportation on her getting to and from, because that's not your responsibility. And that's basically about it. Just
what's her hours?
Let me just see. She is looking for, 1 second, Myra Case, Holder. Okay, let me see what the note is in here, what hour she's looking for. So she has a shift in place Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 6:30 p.m.
How many hours is that? Is that 8 hours?
Hold on.
Yeah, that's 8 hours
yeah,
a day, right?
Yeah, that's 8.5 hours per day for 6 days
so
a
that's
week.
6 days a week. So what's that? 50-something hours, what's that? 56?
That is... She has...
I was doing 40.
You was doing 40 with your previous client?
Mm-hmm.
She has 52 hours a week.
Okay. Oh, and Saturdays too? But not on Sundays?
No, no Sundays. So it's
okay.
Just Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6:30.
Okay. And where does she live at? How far is she?
She is in the 19139 area.
Ooh, that's it.
Let me just see how far it is from you.
That's not like in South Philly, South Philly.
I'm about to see how far it is
that.
From you.
I never know.
Okay, and then let me see your address. You are still on Norwood Street, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me just see how far you are from her.
I want to know. Is that North Philly? No, that ain't North Philly.
Mm-mm.
That seems like it's somewhere Russ Farther.
So that's 38 minutes from your location on public transportation.
That seems like somewhere farther. Where is it?
That is near Mill Creek. So that's like West Philly.
Because no,
you're near Passyunk.
Yeah, I ain't never been there before. I'm not near Passyunk. I'm on Snyder Avenue.
I'm just going by the map. I'm just looking at the big street.
Yeah, I'm on
that's like right behind
Snyder.
You. Yeah, I'm just looking at the big street.
Yeah, Passyunk
so
is further
she
up.
Is more near Haverford Avenue. So that's considered West Philly.
Haverford Avenue?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It's right off of that.
I don't even know if I know how to get there. I remember I was up 65th in Hedgesford. I remember I had to get on catch the sub, get on Fitzgerald, and then catch the 15. I don't know if I catch the 15.
So this is saying from your location, you would need to catch the 7 bus to 33rd and Gerard.
Okay.
And then you would catch the 64 bus to Parkside. So this is around Parkside.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's
So
over
that's
there on
just
that one.
one case, but there is
Okay.
additional staffing that the other coordinators do have open cases that need
Yeah, I need
staffing.
something like in South Philly, South Philly.
Okay, let me just
You
get
have
your
something, because
information down.
I don't want to go, I don't like to go somewhere where I catch
No,
the
I
bus where
understand.
it's at night, like, because I was in South Philly earlier. I mean, well, you know, with that client, but I had already told, I won't work, I've been told I won't work for her no more.
Five, 1395. I'm looking for full time close to South Philly.
No, I don't do Saturdays and stuff like that. I make them optional.
Gotcha. Okay, that's no problem. I'm gonna make sure I put no Saturdays.
Yeah, but it can
No
be optional, but
Saturdays.
I can't work like every other
Every
Saturday.
Saturday.
Every
Gotcha.
other Saturday.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'm going to reach out to all the other coordinators to see what cases they have open and try to direct your address to what open cases that they
Yeah,
have
because I'm in a 19145.
Right. And then I'll get back to you, okay?
Okay.
But as
You
far
have
as
my
that
number
other
right.
matter, the 445-251-1395.
Yep, and I had it for that for a whole year.
Okay. So as far as the other matter, I can't assist you with because I'm not responsible
I
for
know you're
HR.
telling me, yeah.
So if you want to discuss that with the administrator, he will be
Yeah, I'll
back in
talk
the
to him
office
later
on
because I don't
Friday.
want that on my. I don't want. I've ever worked, but I do not want that on my
On your
on
profile.
me
Yes.
at all. That
I
I quit
understand.
and I didn't
Yes.
quit.
Gotcha. I understand.
That 551, which is the old number. I don't know who number that was. I didn't have that number, I think, for a long time because that's what she said she called. Nope. The
Oh, the
four
four
four.
four five 251 thirteen
She
ninety
never
five.
called that. She never called
Do
that.
you
She
still
called a
have that
no.
number?
That's what we talking on now. Yeah.
Wait,
Yeah,
two five two five
that's what we
one.
talking on now.
There's another number on your file, 445-215-5059. Is that number still?
No. No,
Okay, I can release that.
this number that I got is 445-251-1395.
So she might have called the two
She didn't
one
call
five.
that. She called some 551 number. She said, nope. Because she said she left me a message and I wasn't answering her and I denied her the job offer and they got that on my file.
So I'm going to remove this other 215
You
number
can
from your file.
remove any other number, whatever numbers you got of
Yeah,
two one
I'm going
five
to just
what?
keep the 251 number, 1395.
Whatever number you had, 551.
It was 445-215-5059.
Okay, but they always called this number I'm on now, and I had it for like a year. So all them other numbers that don't exist, these numbers I've been calling my coordinator on with the phone I'm on now. And what's the other number you said? 551.
Two
I
one
mean
five,
215.
yeah. I just erased it.
Yeah, that's the 215. She said she was calling and I was ignoring the order. That was my number.
Yeah. So you shouldn't have to worry about that because the number I'm speaking to you off is the
Okay.
only number that's on your file now.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Just keep me updated. You got this 445-251-1395.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Just he's have somebody give me a call. Let me know.
I will. I'm going to see what cases that they have open that need staffing.
Thank
Now,
you.
question.
Yes.
Do you prefer just female? Would you work with a male?
Nope.
Okay, got you. I just need to put that on your file. No male. Okay. No male. Gotcha. All right. I will get back to you, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. You take care.